Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday. Hope you're all gearing up for a great, safe, fun weekend. I know I am, hitting up Superman tonight. Cannot wait. Going to a friend's birthday thing after that. Got Chelsea playing in the Club World Cup final on Sunday. And maybe, just maybe around here at Shane Nagler, we might be celebrating some Summerween. That's right. Make your own fun. That's what we're doing here. I hope you guys are set up for a great weekend, wherever it is you are, whatever it is you're doing. Just know that when we reconvene here on Monday, we will be within the week of rookies reporting for training camp. That's right. A week from today, Packers rookies will be in Green Bay, Wisconsin, reporting for training camp. Will that include one Anthony Belton, who as of right now remains unsigned? We will see. I suspect that will get done next week, but it is certainly something to look at. Look out for news, headlines, what have you, of which there are precious few this week, clearly, obviously. But that doesn't mean I'm not here to talk to you fine folks, Packers fans worldwide, because that's what we do. Before I get going, before I get to your comments and questions and associations, got to give a shout out to our good friends over at Ticket King. That's right. Based in Wisconsin since 1992. Ticket King is located across the street from Lambeau Field on Oneida. They're happy to help you find just the right tickets for Packers games, from larger groups to single tickets, both home and away. They partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgating and bus transportation to the games, so you don't have to worry about driving or parking. They're even open on game day for last-minute tickets or possible upgrades. If you're not in Green Bay, no problem. Just use the Ticket King link on the Cheesehead TV homepage or, indeed, in the description of this video. Don't use Ticketmaster, StubHub, or SeatGeek. None of these national companies. Use a company based in Wisconsin since the early 90s. Ticket King, for all your Packers ticket needs. What's going on, folks? You folks are driving it today. I got precious little to talk about or complain about or grouse about. Though I will say it was funny to read some of the comments from yesterday's video on here on Packers Daily, talking about old man Nagler yelling at a cloud and how I'm always upset about something when it comes to the fan base. And it's not true that I'm upset about the fan base as a whole, but yeah, there are certain aspects and certain things, the way people behave, that sometimes get my back up, as it were. But look, I love all Packers fans. The fact that you love the green and gold means that I have a place for you. We have a place for you here at Cheesehead TV. We may not always agree, but I love that you love the green and gold. Stefan, yes, well spotted. I know Oz on Patreon already pointed this out. Hey, Aaron, with that title, are you a Tom Waits fan? I most certainly am. What's he building in there? What's he building in there? Seems like every summer I use this title at least once. This time in response to or in, you know, around the idea of Matt LaFleur and the offense. And what's he building in there? Is he using two tight end sets like he says he's going to? Is that Jaden Reed in two wide receiver sets for a change? What's he building in there? Is he actually going to throw the ball on first down? What's he building in there? That's my Tom Waits interpretation of the Packers offense in 2025. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, this is hilarious. Brandon, God, I love Andy. Andy Herman suggested something on one of his podcasts about the Packers hiring Mike McCarthy, since he is in town and has the history with the team. Do you have the stones to ask LaFleur if he will? No, I have the good sense not to ask Matt LaFleur if he will. That's hilarious. I mean, never say never in this day and age, I guess, but man, that would be a shock to the system. Can't imagine Mike McCarthy wanting to come on board and work for Matt LaFleur, but stranger shit has happened, right? I mean, that's the clearest sign I've ever seen that Andy Herman needed to take that vacation and go to Spain. Holy cow. I know he's just spitballing, but this is what the offseason does to you, right? You come up with crazy scenarios like Mike McCarthy coming back to Green Bay to coach under Matt LaFleur. That's a little nuts. Michael C., how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. I know you've watched basically every Packers game that has ever been televised. I don't know about that, but that was ever televised. It's close. From what you've watched, what did you enjoy the most about Horning's game? Well, you mean as a runner or as a kicker? I kid. His vision was unparalleled. You know, there's a reason that Lombardi loved him. You talk about drawing stuff up on a board and getting it on the field and making it work. Sometimes it's because you've got a superior athlete and or skill. And with Horning, his vision was supreme. I mean, his ability to, obviously they had a lot of talent, and I'm not discounting that. They had a lot of fucking talent in front of him, no question about it. But his ability, especially on the perimeter, to know when to make cuts, to set up his blocks, and not just go 100 miles an hour, but to set things up and be patient. It's something of an innate skill, and you see it in today's backs. It's not, you know, a disappearing art or anything. It's part of the game of football, and you see the best guys, the best backs. Certainly, most of them have this innate ability to understand, you know, obviously the angles of things, but certainly the flow of the blocking and how things are setting up and kind of visualizing how it's about to play out and then hitting that cutback or getting front side real quick to take advantage of a seal block. It's just something that, you know, again, it's hard to quantify, but you know it when you see it. And Horning was definitely a master when it came to not only that, but just his ability after contact in that day and age was supremely impressive. He was just an all-around great athlete. And it's, you know, it jumps off the screen if you care to watch. If you go back and you watch those games, some of which I did when I was younger and watched a lot with my grandpa growing up. But there's no doubt that when you go and you watch some of the stuff from the Lombardi era, I know that sometimes it can feel like, oh, you are watching guys who, you know, maybe did drive a truck in the offseason, and could they compete with today's athletes? And that whole thing of, well, you're not watching the superior athletes that we're watching today, because they do kind of make their bodies their profession and things like that. But there's no doubt the talent on display and the athlete on display. And man, Horning was a superior player. There is no doubt. And you just go back and not most, but some of that stuff is still available. It's available on YouTube readily. You can go and watch when he sees that crease open, he's gone. Or when he knows he needs to throttle it down to take advantage of a guy's momentum. He's very, very good in space. He's very, very good knowing how to utilize his blocking. Menace, thanks for the super chat, man. I watched a video of top 10 underrated trades in NFL history on YouTube the other day, and one that wasn't mentioned, I'm on greed for Fred Vinson, top-level GMing. I mean, that's an all-time steal, right? No doubt about it. The idea that they got Amon Green for and all of that production that he provided them for, you know, a defensive back who went on to do precious little in Seattle. It's a swindle, as it were. Just a great, great trade. Ed, thanks for super chat, man. So who points the goalposts? Who paints the goalposts? Got nothing, but that is a great Tom Waits song. It is a great Tom Waits song. That whole album is just genius. John Simatovich, how are you, man? Going to DMB tonight. What's your favorite DMB song? I imagine you mean Dave Matthews Band. Never been a Dave Matthews guy. He was huge when Corey and I were in North Carolina. I'm sure Corey has a ton of Dave Matthews songs that he likes. It was never my thing. Never my cup of tea. But have a great time. I know he's amazing live. I've heard so many tales of live shows, people loving him live. So I'm sure you're going to have a ball. Enjoy it. Perfect, perfect Friday night. Have a great time, man. Cheeto, how you doing, man? Thanks for the super chat. I haven't seen you in a while. What play and result gets you hyped outside of a Green Bay touchdown? That is, for me, a goal line stand. Man, yeah, goal line stands are the best because they're so unexpected, right? Like, so much is geared towards the offense. And you get down there, you got four chances, right? It's real hard to keep them out, right? And when it occurs, yeah, it gets you hyped. No question about it. As far as a play and a result that get me hyped, you know what it used to be? It used to be a great kind of setup from, you know, downfield where you get a blindside block. And I understand why they've legislated it out of the game, but man, you talk about something that would get you out of your chair. That was hype. But now it's so rare because obviously most of that is illegal now. So I don't know, man, like gets me hype. I will say, like, I do love a good wham block. Like when you get, you invite that initial few steps from the defensive tackle up and you come around with that guard and bam, that, and that open, he thinks, oh, I'm in the backfield. And then all of a sudden, blammo, right? And the back's gone. When it's executed right, oh, that's good shit. No doubt about it. What else? Okay, now, people, we don't need to be trashing Dave Matthews Band. If you don't like it, that's fine. It's not for you, but lots of people do like it. Nothing wrong with that. What else we got here? I love it. Simatovich. Would you rather have the Miz or Burns in their prime? Go, Cubs, go. Well, you know, this is so funny because, you know, Miz obviously has had a great rebound outing against the Dodgers, but I still maintain what I said on the radio the day he had the bad outing in New York. Can we just let him pitch for a while? We don't need to put all these expectations on the young man. And now it's already too late and the cat's out of the barn or whatever you want to say. But yeah, can we just let him pitch for a bit? This is, goes back to what Rodgers said on McAfee, I think 2 years ago, when he was asked about Jordan Love. It's like, can we just let him play? This is the issue. It's not just with football and quarterbacks, but it's like kind of sports wide. It's like kid comes out, he's blazing, and everyone's like, oh, he's the next greatest thing. Oh, he's pitched, what, 3 games? Let's just chill. Let's breathe a little bit and let him pitch and see how it goes. I understand that ain't a popular stance, but that is very much my stance. And that's what I really appreciated about Aaron saying that. When Jordan at that point was playing really well, but it's like, can we just let it play out a little bit before we, you know, anoint them or before we knock them down? Because lo and behold, you know, Jordan had that great stretch at the end of 2023. 2024 comes on, and it's not quite the same, a little up and down. And now you've seen, like, Jordan's not even included on some of these top 10 lists in the offseason. It's like, it's so quick to turn. It's not real evaluation of the game in any way, shape, or form. So I just shy away from it. I know that's a very long-winded answer to your question, but it does bug me. And I'm playing into the stereotype that the folks in the comment section yesterday were talking about. It's old man Nagler yelling at a cloud. Well, you know what? I am an old man, and I do yell at clouds. This is the perfect YouTube channel for you if that's your thing. Ryan Willie, thanks for the super chat. Happy birthday, Nagler. Summer birthdays are the best. Lots of things to do without freezing. Thank you. It's a bit early. My birthday's next week, but I appreciate the sentiment. And I do like having a summer birthday, even though I hate the summer. It is nice to be able to kind of just chill and do whatever you want in the summer. I will say, though, when I was a kid growing up, I was kind of twofold. I liked it in the sense that we all would have a big party and we'd go to the pool and come back and have cake and ice cream in the backyard, etc. And that was nice, summer, whatever. But at the same time, all your friends who have birthdays during the school year, they get a little special day at school. And I was like, where's my special day at school? Come on now. RCS, this is such a good question. What's worse, Blue Man, Blue Moon, or pre-snap penalties? Pre-snap penalties at least can be overcome. Blue Moon just taints your palate for the rest of the evening. So I'll go with Blue Moon is worse than pre-snap penalties. You know, I get a pre-snap penalty, get driven back a couple yards. Hey, I throw the ball on the next down. It's first down. We're reset. No problem. The Blue Moon, man, that's sitting there for the rest of the evening, just in the back of your throat, just like that Blue Moon. That fruity beer taste. Ugh, that is easily the worst. Nagler's just a big talker anyways. This is fair. That is fair. Do you think the Packers will do anything to celebrate 100 years of the first championship? Good question. I will put that to them this next week. That's a great question, man. I hadn't thought of it, but I would suspect probably, but I don't think they're going to do anything crazy, but that's a really good idea. I like that. That is a great question. I will ask them. What else we got here, folks? Christian's Tube, how are you, man? Was Lambeau Field ever called City Field? That's what my new 1961 championship banner says. I know of new City Stadium, but not Field. Yes, before it was named Lambeau, it was City Field before they made the name change in honor of Curley. I want to say 1956. Don't quote me on that, but I believe that was it. Cheeto. Thanks, brother. Party at Nag's house. I'll bring the DJ. Well, see, here's one of the best parts about your birthday is that you get to pick the music. I ain't no one DJing on my birthday except for me. I'll tell you that. I will say, though, if you're in New York City, I'll be celebrating my birthday a week from tonight. Or no, a week from tomorrow night at Let Love In here in New York in Astoria. Motel Men is going to be playing. Our new EP comes out a week from today. And then we'll be playing live Saturday, July 19th. So if you're in the New York area, come on out. It's going to be a lot of fun. Dennis, that's really good. We need a Corey Banky bobblehead so he can say no to everything. This is a great idea, Dennis. We're in the process of putting together some new merch, and this has just rocketed to the top of the list. I like it. Ed, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. Packers 1966 goal line stop versus Dallas that put them in Super Bowl I was so very cool. Ed, that's a throwback right there. That's good stuff. Good stuff. What will be your favorite ale on your birthday? I'll be definitely having a few, but my favorite will probably be the ale that I am unable to have until I get to Wisconsin. What ale is that, you ask? Well, it's funny you should ask.
Will we carry the G wherever we may be? So creamy and cold, and from the land of the green and gold.
Carry the G Cream Ale, the official beer of Cheesehead TV. Get yours in Wisconsin in a couple weeks. It'll be on shelves sooner than you think. I can't. Well, that's one of the big reasons I'm excited to get back home. Go there, get myself some Carry the G, set up at Corey's, and go to camp and see practice. Oh, it's so tantalizingly close. I can't handle it. Abdul, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. Hey, Aaron, is Mike McCarthy a great coach or the NFL equivalent of Doc Rivers? Won a ship and rode that for the rest of his career. I think Mike McCarthy is a better football coach than Doc Rivers is a basketball coach. That's just my layman's opinion. I do think Mike is sedentary and stubborn and a bit stuck in his ways. And that, more than anything else, is what has kind of caused him to plateau, so to speak, since winning that championship in 2010. But I think he's a much better coach than most fans give him credit for. That said, you know, you certainly saw some of the same problems with Dallas that you saw when he was in Green Bay. But, you know, most coaches have issues. They got things they got to improve on, deal with, etc. I still think he was handed a bit of a raw deal there at the end in Dallas. But, I don't think he's a all-time great, but I think he's a really good football coach. And I think there's a very easy distinction there. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great weekend. I'll see you back here on Monday. Go Pack, go.